A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Erechin Tes Zayin, Erechin 16a, pagination is 31. We'll start on the facing page, five lines up from the bottom. The Gemara tells us, based on the Pasuk in Mishle, Moves v'chayim b'yad loshon. Death and life are in the hands of the tongue, speech, and we're told chayim belishnei. If a person wants, he can achieve life with his speech, and if a person wants misa belishnei, they could achieve death through speech. Rashi tells us notably, positive speech ya'asok b'torah, toil in Torah, and misbelishnei. Death through speech, Rashi says, Yasik v'divrei shtus u'nevola, to speak foolishness, negative things. And the Gemara launches into a discussion regarding Lashon Hara. Hechi dami lishna bisha. What's an example of Lashon Hara? And the Gemara says, Kigon de omar ika nura be planya. There's fire by such and such a person. Fire meaning that they're cooking. Amalei Abaya. Abaya said, "My ka'avid, what's so terrible? Gilui milsa ba'almahu." He's just saying the facts. If a person needs food, a person needs fire. Elo demapik belishna bisha. It was said in a way that borders on lashon hara. It gave a negative impression about the person. The Omar, the statement was, Hecha mishtakach nura ele beplanya, where could you find fire except by them? Dika bisra vekavri, because they're always eating. Now, this is an interesting example of Lashon Hara. I mean, quite sophisticated. What happened to the conventional Lashon Hara? The answer is that we know is Asur, but the Gemara right away is jumping to the more sophisticated cases, and everything else that's simpler falls into place. We jump for the gray areas and clarify them. Why is this Lashon Hara? Because even though it wasn't said straight away, they are bad people, but it implied, if a person was listening, to what was said between the lines. And indeed, it's described as avak lashon hara, the dust of lashon hara, that it depends how people interpret it. Amar Rabba, Rabba said, kol milsa demis amra be'ape mara. If you would say such a thing in front of the person you're talking about, less ba mishum lishna bisha, it could be, it wouldn't be lashon hara, and that would be this case, because it could be interpreted in two different ways. And we assume if you're saying it in front of the owner of the comment, the object of the comment, that you didn't mean anything ill. What you meant was that they're hospitable. You didn't mean that they're gluttonous. The Gemara says, "Amalei kol shekin chutzpah v'lishna bisha." If you say it directly in front of them, so that's more chutzpah. That's more lashon hara. It's more embarrassing, and that's what the Gemara is explaining. "Amalei anokir Rabbi Yossi svirulei." I'm invoking the teaching of Rabbi Yossi. To Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, "Miyamalo amarti davar v'chazarti la'achorai." I never said anything and then turned around to see if the person I'm talking about happens to be standing behind me, and I'm going to get it for it. Because when I said something, I was willing to say it even in front of the person. And if you'll ask me, kol shekin chutzpah, oh, that's even more chutzpah v'lishna bisha. The answer is, that shows you that it wasn't intended as an ill. It wasn't intended with any ill intent. Amar Rabba Rav Huna, kol musa demisamra ba'ape talasa lespa mishum lishna bisha. Anything that you say in front of three people, it's not considered lashon hara, we assume that you knew that it's going to get back to the owner, and that when you said it, you didn't mean any harm by it. You were stating something that was quite innocent, and if it should be interpreted in two different ways, we understand that this wasn't hush-hush, maligning a person behind his back. This was an innocent comment. My time, a why three? Because once you hit three, chavra chavra islay, v'chavra de chavra chavra islay. Because your friend has a friend, and the friend of your friend has a friend, and it's going to get out, and you know that. And therefore, we have to assume that it was innocent, unless it was straightforward Lashon Hara, in which case, I don't care how many people you say it in front of, it's still going to be Lashon Hara, and in fact, it's worse, because you're saying it in front of more people. Rashi says, the Misamra Be'ape Telosa teaches us something else. Sha'abaylim Amruha Bifnei Gimel. The person to whom this comment is relevant said it in front of three people, like a businessman who says that he's filing for bankruptcy, or he's thinking of doing so, and he said it in front of three people without warning them not to tell. So once you say something in front of three people without a warning not to tell, indicating that it's confidential, so once you said it in front of three people, it's public information, and they have the right to assume that he doesn't consider it damaging. He doesn't consider it private. If he cautioned them, then that's binding. He's letting you know that he does consider it damaging, and for whatever reason, he's sharing it with these people in confidence. But other information, notwithstanding, not available, then these are assumptions that we have the right to make. The Gemara on the topic of Lashon Hara also comments, La'olam al yisapra adam betavaso shel chavero, don't speak excessively about a person's attributes, shemitoch tavaso boli de ra'aso, because through such speech of goodness that looks so innocent, actually bad can come out, because you're going to try to be thorough, and eventually you'll say, except for this quality that he has that's not good, or other people will feel the need to mitigate the compliments, and therefore not such a good idea. One other comment from Amud Aleph. The Gemara describes the Baal Lashon Hara, the person speaking Lashon Hara, as a Hanu Maisov, whether his speech accomplished his endeavor, which gives us a little glimpse into what exactly is the person's endeavor. What is he accomplishing, trying to accomplish? And Rashi tells us, a Hanu Maisov he accomplished, Sheniskotetu al Yado. He caused arguments and hard feelings. That's what he's looking to accomplish, which is such a scary thing. He feels better when others are down. He's trying to get people to fight. That gives us a bit of a strategy. If a person does find themselves or others speaking Lashon Hara, it's not always possible to simply stop it by sheer willpower. There might be an underlying cause. And if his point is to get others to fight, and he feels better when others fight, we might actually need to work on the person's self-esteem and positive reinforcement, and getting them to feel that what they do, at least the good that they do, is valued and treasured and appreciated. And it could be that through such compliments, their excessive Lashon Hara might indeed stop simply by changing their perspective about themselves. On Amud Beis, we have the theme of Tochacha, rebuke, guiding a person, making it clear to them that their behavior needs to be adjusted. And what's remarkable over here is that you're also critiquing, but you're critiquing in a very positive way. The Gemara describes that Rabbi Akiva was critiqued, Hosafti bi'ahava. He loved people because of it, because it guided him. As the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Atochech letz pen yisno eka. Don't give rebuke to the scoffer. He'll hate you. Hocheach lechacham v'ye'ehaveka. Give tochacha to the wise person who's looking to improve, and he'll love you for it. There's also the comment that contrasts tochacha and anava, rebuke and humility. And it seems that sometimes a person will behave with false humility not to have a confrontation. And this has to be guided by a mentor to know when this is appropriate and when not. As Tosfos points out, if a person doesn't give tochacha when it's required, lo yashar elai, such a behavior, such an explanation is not acceptable to me, he says, dahave rasha gamur, because that's wicked. To appreciate that a person's going in the wrong way and not to try to figure out a way to make that clear, to be mochiach, to make it clarified, that's considered, in the words of Tosfos, a rasha, totally unacceptable. So we do need to have great depth of understanding to know where and when to apply these midos appropriately. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.